Hi everybody, the Complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist, I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to talk about something that I think is important to remind ourselves of, especially if we're dealing with the symptoms of complex PTSD, which I've talked quite a bit about recently, but in regards to a particular maybe thing that we struggle with, or there's a lot of different ways of looking at this, but I wanted to focus again on that word, querulousness, that I had learned in that book that I had talked about regarding novels and novels for ailments. And I find that word in particular fascinating, and I talked about this in the last episode, I think, where I talked about griping. Or it might have been the episode before last. And there's a particular person who I won't name, but they're internationally known. This is somebody that's very well known around the whole world. They're very, very well known. And if I said their name, you would undoubtedly have heard their name before, even if you don't really know who they are, or you don't follow them. But this person has a very particular characteristic, and a lot of people talk about this person all the time. And a lot of people have their theories on maybe aspects of this person's personality, even though they've never met this person, they talk about them. So we could just say it's someone in the world of celebrity. It's not a typical celebrity, though, but it's somebody who a lot of people think is a narcissist. And no, it's not anybody who was ever president, by the way. But it's somebody who a lot of people label as a narcissist. And I'm not so sure that this person is a narcissist. I think this person actually struggles with being a control freak. And, you know, they might have similarities to a narcissist, but I don't think they are. But the main thing that I wanted to focus in on here is the fact that I think that this person is a querulant. So they are someone who engages in this querulousness, this griping, and they complain a lot. And they think that they have been dealt something that is of an injustice. And that's where that word querulant particularly fits in here. And again, I learned that word from that book, the Novel Cure, that had the recommendations of novels for whatever your ailment is. And some people struggle with the ailment of being having querulousness, or they're being that way. And I at times relate to people like that, which I mentioned on a couple episodes ago. But in regards to this specific person, I can see why they think that this person is narcissistic, because there's a lot of situations where it looks almost as if this person has covertly slithered into a very well-known person's life and married this person. And what I think is happening here is not only is this person a control freak, I think that they're also a codependent. And what I mean by that is they are codependent on the fact that they want a spouse who they can completely control without maybe the spouse knowing that they're being controlled. So they're going to do anything possible to get that spouse to do whatever they want them to do. And you could say they're being very sneaky about it, but in a way, I think it might be somewhat of a personality disorder. And this is just my guess. And again, I'm not going to say who this is, but you might figure out who I'm talking about just by me describing the situation. I will say that this is a woman, and I'll just leave it at that. But there's a lot of people who think that this woman is a narcissist, and they think that she basically married somebody who is kind of oblivious to certain things. But again, I find it fascinating that they keep labeling her as a narcissist, because again, I don't think she is. I think she's an extreme control freak. And if you look back at certain things that this person has done, in a lot of ways, they sort of build, I would say, walls against people who they see as interfering in their way of controlling things or their way of doing things. So anyone who they can't outright just ghost, like outright just, you know, ghost a person who doesn't do what you want them to do, they find a way to build a wall by something that they've done. And it's really unfortunate. And this is what I actually want to talk about. And this is why I'm not going to name the person. But what I want to talk about is, because this person, again, I think that they struggle with being a control freak and a codependent, or they're dependent on somebody. They're dependent on that spouse to stay where they are. Because this person is a control freak, they're setting themselves up to be a griper and to whine and complain. Because think about it, if you're a control freak, like if you yourself are a control freak and things don't go your way and you can't get them to go your way, what are you going to do? You're going to complain. You're going to gripe. You're going to whine. Or you might even claim that you're a victim of something, you know, if you don't get what you want. You'll say somebody's like out to get you because you didn't get what you want out of something. That at least is what this person has even done, this person I'm talking about. And what I really want to get to here is that this querulousness, it's kind of a hard word to say, which is whining and griping and complaining, this querulousness is holding them back from being happy. And that's a very big deal. Because anyone who is whining and griping and complaining because they're a control freak, and it might actually be part of a personality disorder, I don't know, I'm not a doctor, but I can see how it could be, because they're going to like major extremes to really build walls to keep certain people looking a certain way to fit their control needs. Or their control desires, their control freakness, whatever you want to call it. And if you look up control freak on Wikipedia, by the way, you'll see a lot of this on there. You'll see these things related. Sometimes it relates to being a perfectionist. And I don't think that this person is a perfectionist. I just think they're a control freak. And I think, you know, where does that come from? You know, I think maybe it comes from a place where maybe they don't like feeling out of control, or if they don't have control, I don't know what that would mean for them, because I'm not them, but you know, I don't know what that would mean. So where does it actually come from? It could come from numerous places, but the fact is it seems to be their behavior. And I notice a lot of people, again, label them as a narcissist, but I don't think they are. I think it's just a control freak thing. But they do things based on the dependent thing. Like, I think that they are codependent is the right word. I can't think here, but, they basically want to control a person who they're currently married to. And they've done everything humanly possible, it seems like, to make sure that that person never turns on them. And they've got them thinking a certain way, and it's just part of the game. But again, the downside to all of this is that they're robbing themselves of happiness. And that's what I want to actually get to is, so I'm just using this unnamed person as an example here, but you know, for people with complex PTSD and the symptoms that we have, being a control freak, by the way, is not one of the symptoms. But the gripiness, I think, can be an aspect that is connected to some of the symptoms. So like, for example, if you're beating yourself up or you're hard on yourself and you have a negative self-concept, that in a way is griping. Like, why am I not good enough? Why am I so stupid? You know, you might say things like that in your own mind to yourself. Another one is just having brain fog and thinking why, and just wanting to complain about it and gripe about it. So the querulousness can happen to all kinds of people. And the key thing here is I don't want you to rob it of your happiness. Because I think happy people aren't gripers. Happy people aren't complaining. Happy people aren't whining. If you're happy, and actually, and the reason I was thinking of this, I looked up what is the opposite of querulant or querulousness, and the opposite is happy. The opposite is happiness, and I thought that makes a lot of sense. And the one person that it immediately made me think of, and again, I've never met this person, and you know, I just always saw them on TV or I saw an image of them, and they actually reminded me a lot of one of my grandmothers. And people used to say that this person reminds them a lot of grandma, even the way they dress, the way they're a very sweet person. It was the Queen of England. The Queen of England, I think, was a very happy person. I never heard much griping or whining going on coming from her. And a lot of people used to always say, my grandma, one of my grandmas, they always used to say that she reminds me of the Queen of England. And it was even just the way she dressed. She wore like a lot of, she used to wear a lot of costume jewelry, my grandma, but she wore like brooches and she was always dressed up for like a holiday. And she just was very routine and scheduled and trustworthy and a very sweet person. And anybody could talk to her. She was a really good listener, which I think is a huge part of it. She's very patient, good listener. But she had a very similar style way of dressing. Same types of shoes. She would wear like those longer, kind of almost like, I don't even know what you want to call them, almost like a Scottish quilt looking skirt type thing, like a always below the knees, and blouses with little sweaters and things. But she just had a similar image. She was in the same age range. She passed away in her 90s about 10 years ago now, or not quite 10 years ago, but just had a similar demeanor, but a very calm, sweet person. And she was happy. She was happy. And my grandma, you would never hear her or her brother for that matter. They never complained about anything. They were not engaging in querulousness. Was that because they lived through the Depression? Was that because they grew up in poverty and then they were very comfortable in their adulthood? Was that because, you know, they lived through World War II and they were just glad to live in peace after that for the most part? You know, I don't know where it comes from. Was it just how they are? You know, they were part of what was known as the Greatest Generation. I don't know. You know, there were definitely people who complained and griped that were part of their generation. So I think it's just how they were. But she had happiness. She was happy. So I was lucky enough to grow up and actually be around somebody who was like this. And I've been around lots of people who are happy. But just for an example for you guys, you know, the Queen of England is a pretty well-known person. So she's somebody who I would describe as happy and not engaging in griping, whining, you know, complaining, all that stuff. But again, I just wanted to point this out because I think that as people with complex PTSD, I think that we have, I would say, at least four symptoms of complex PTSD. And again, negative self-concept and our intrusive thoughts. I think that that can lead to us complaining and griping. And again, control freak is not one of our symptoms. I was just using an example of somebody because it was recently brought to my attention, you know, because people were asking about her and saying she's a narcissist and all these other things. And I was thinking, I don't think she is. I think she's just a control freak who's a codependent. And the way she's going about things, if she's not able to gain her control, she's complaining or she's saying there's an injustice. And, you know, maybe there isn't, but it's robbing her of happiness. And it's really sad when you see it, because there's so many people that do it, and they're sucking their own joy out of their life when they do it. And I'm an example. Like, I am somebody who I definitely, especially when I have struggled with clinical depression, I was diagnosed with major depressive disorder when I was in my 20s. And the self moaning, groaning, the self beating myself up, the self hopelessness, the feeling like the world is out to get me, that's all in there. That's all a part of that moaning, groaning. It's griping, you know, and it really does suck up the joy. And it's very important to realize it when it's happening. So if it's something that's happening with you right now, you know, I would say do whatever you can to, I would say, stop the griping, because the griping is going to eat you alive. And be happy. And again, I always say the main thing you can do for that is engage with your passion and appreciate the small things. I told you guys I wanted to buy something from a fair trade store sometime soon, because I want something that is really, really means something. And it's something of quality, kind of like when I did that jigsaw puzzle and I put it together and I framed it. It's still hanging on my wall, by the way. It luckily hasn't fallen off. It was kind of hard to get it up there, but I did that 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle. That's something that took me, I don't know, 2 or 3 months. And, you know, 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle, you're putting a lot of quality time into that. And now I have it hanging up. It's a waterfall. I think it's Yosemite or somewhere like that. But it's something I enjoy. Like, it's literally right here in my room. I'm looking at it right now. And it's something I see every day. I hung it exactly where I would see it every day. So every day when I walk by my spare bedroom, I see it. It's right there. And this thing that I'm going to buy from the fair trade store, I don't know if it's shells or what it is, but it's blue. And you can kind of see through it. And it's not glass. I don't know what it is, but it hangs, like you can kind of hang it in your window. It's almost like I can't think of what you call those things. You hang like a wind chime. It's almost like a wind chime, but I don't think it's a wind chime. It's almost like just a decoration or something. But anyway, I just wanted to share the fact that when I read the opposite of querulousness is happiness, I thought, well, then it's really important that we try not to gripe and try to find things that bring us joy, because happiness is so important to feel it and to live it. This is the Complex PTSD Guy signing off.